Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. Dr. Mohit Bansal directs Carolina's Natural Language Processing Lab. His team from the Computer Science Department in the College of Arts and Sciences is building machines that understand complex human language and also generate human language, allowing for more realistic interactions.
In Dr. Bansal's lab, work is also being done on a version of Cliff Notes for the Modern Age, a summarization application available on your phone.
This is also one of the maybe main examples of natural language generation. So the idea of automatic document summarization would be to take a very, very long document or even several documents, which is known as multi-document summarization, and being able to compress that information into maybe 100 words. So that maybe you could read it on your phone screen because you can't scroll 100 pages on your phone screen. So this is how to do this automatically, right? A machine needs to take care of three or four things here. First of all, it needs to make sure that the information that's being put in the summary is relevant to the original document. It cannot start generating like contradictory or unrelated information. Then it needs to make sure that it's not generating redundant information in the summary. Because if you only have 100 words, the machine cannot add the same information two or three times. It has to keep bringing in new information. Another thing is saliency. Is it bringing in the most important information from the documents? And then the last one might be informativeness. How much are you learning new things as a human after reading that summary? So it has to basically, in its optimization function or the objective that it's maximizing, it has to take care of all these things together. So this is known as automatic document summarization. We had a pretty interesting paper on this last year, which is, I think, still near state-of-the-art results, but also, importantly, it made the models 20 times faster. Because these are very slow models, we are generating word by word up to 100 words. So the trick that we did was we combined two types of summarization models, extractive summarization and abstractive. Extractive summarization is something which means just choose the sentences from the original document that should go in the summary. But abstractive summarization tries to rewrite those sentences. It actually wants to use the space even more efficiently, so it tries to compress and rewrite sentences. So we did both. We said, let's first extract the sentences that are relevant, and then each of them can be rewritten and compressed in parallel, like together, instead of one after the other. So that brings in the speed, and then you connect the two models with something known as reinforcement learning, which basically is a feedback loop to connect two models that don't have direct supervision between them, that don't have training data to connect the two.
Dr. Bansal and his students work in what he calls a good-sized lab, and they have a lot of fun teaching computers what to do and how to think.
At this point, we have around 12 to 13 PhD students with me, and then also we work a lot with undergraduates. The UNC has really strong undergraduate students, so we've published several papers with our undergraduates. One of them received the CRA Undergrad Award Honorable Mention last year, which is probably the highest undergrad research award in the country. So we have two or three students probably working on each of these main directions. Like, some are doing multimodal vision and language stuff, some are focusing on language generation, summarization, dialogue modeling, some are working on more core machine learning algorithms, like how to basically use bandit style models or how to automate machine learning. Can machine learning learn on its own as opposed to adding human rules in it? We have good synergy. There's usually groups, subgroups of students that are always sort of talking to each other. And then we do weekly reading groups where we order some good food and we choose a few papers that we want to discuss. And then students take turns presenting them. And then we have a lively discussion. Everyone's asking questions, debating. Once or twice a month, we also try to go out, get lunch or dinner together, maybe at a good brewery or a good restaurant. I'm currently the director of the UNC NLP lab. It's not that I'm directing, saying like, no, you have to do this or you have to do that. It's a sort of back and forth brainstorming usually, where sometimes I have an initial idea and then the students will pursue it and change the idea and make it better. Sometimes the student has an idea, I'll try to help and make it more sort of interesting or publishable, and how it fits their thesis.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.